Gemara in Dorim brings down the Maisi from Shimon HaTzadik. Gemara says that Shimon HaTzadik said, Me'olam lo yachalti mikorban nazir. He never ate from a korban from a nazir. Why? Because the nazir makes a neder, that he'll be a nazir. And then Lemaise, when he becomes Tomeh, he has charote from his neder. Now he has to bring a korban, it's hard for him. So he had a chashash that maybe it's nisbar lemachre, that the ganze kabbalah san neder was not belev sholem. So mainly he didn't want to eat from the korban from the nazir. Chutz mipa'amachas. Moses says, Chutz from pa'amachas. Moses says, Shabon nazir min adorim. Shabon nazir min adorim. Taltalim, taltalov sduro isloi. Sa'oroisov sduro isloi taltalim, zog digmore. Sa'oroisov sduro isloi taltalim. Omarti lo ibni. You have such nice hair. Why you decided to become a nazir and then you have to shave off all of your hair? I was a roi tzoy. I went to give them to drink. Then istakalti bebavur sheli. And I saw my picture from the water. Hochaz ola yitzri vebikesh letordeini min ha'olam. The Yitzhar Hora was poiches on me. And he wanted to be tordeini. He said, I look nice. Miyad amarti rosho lomo ato mizgoe ba'olam she'einu yishelcho. Ha'yaloikim she'agalecha chol ha'shamayim. That I'll become a nazir. And I'll have to megaleach you l'ashamay. Miyad noshakti lo al roishoi, omarti lo ibni, yirbu noizri nezirus kamoyscho, alecho omar akosuv, ish kiyav li lindo nezer nozir l'azir l'ashem. Stand before we go in, I heard from the Kretschnev Rebbe Zatzal, he said that this is the reason that in Yerushalayim, you know, the Olam Nedere, for sure, no one goes to Miron like Bohema, you know, Mitzlam and Yeshiva. It's no Chosh Bebach in Yeshiva that goes, the bad boys go. I'm saying, people that are not in Yeshiva go. But Yeshiva is Miron, no Chosh Bebach goes to Miron. But some people that, you know, they feel like it's a chukah, so the meaning Yerushalayim, you go to Shimon HaTzadik here. So, it's a gilu, it's a nitzis from the Shim Baruch Hai. But I hear from the Kretschel of the Rebbe that he said that the mocker that people make the Tiglachas by Shimon HaTzadik instead of Miron is because this Gemara that Shimon HaTzadik was his nazir shegileach and Shimon HaTzadik had a response in the Giluach Mitzvah, so that's the reason Yerushalayim instead of like, Miron begates to Shimon HaTzadik. That's a great amount from the Kretschel of the Rebbe. Mikol Mokoyim, aber mit kolm bekoim steht im samotne sachen der gemorge des nazrische badorim, des nazrische badorim, he was a nazir and he advised that he never saw his own picture, he never saw how he looks. Hamachas olachte liru ismai tatzoy v'roisi ababu asher, he never looked in the mirror. Came to the Spiegel, never looked in the mirror. And he saw himself that he's pretty. Pochas ola yitzri v'bikesh letordeini min ha'olam. Hashtemish. This is a nazir kodesh. He just sees himself. Pochas ola yitzri v'bikesh letordeini min ha'olam. Azai yeride. Azai yeride. So he has a portal talim, you know. Has some curls. That's the voice of the talim. Vishen can sein schön, ja? Was ist der Bescheid? Steht der gewaltige Secret in der Gemara. Avada, der Bavur Shali, what is that? It's our personal here. Pochas ola Yitzri ve Bikesh le Tordeini min Oilo. Aber die Zerhore didn't tell him now go to machen Averis. Chas b'shol. Als ein Mensch, Shimon ist gewähne Kusch. He told him, wow, look on your hair. Does he this? Maybe fix the curl of his bezel. This is what he told him. Mishmael from there. He felt Bikesh letordeini min oilom. He wants to kill me. Machen am Elchome. And the male he cut it off. Kach adar kishitza hore. Hayoim emo lekach, vamochol emo lekach, ad shoim elo ilech v'avoid avidazor. Ad shoim elo ilech v'avoid avidazor. He felt he wants to kill me. Take off my hair. Someone chas v'sholem, a rabbi will come chop your hair. You'll come here, run away. You're not staying in jail. Hashem is something half of my heart. Bechol yoim v'yoim zog digmore yitzroi shel oto mizga berolov. Umevakesh le'amisoi. Lo shel digmore im kiddushi. So when you read it, you don't chop. I got it as though. Bechol yoim v'yoim yitzroi shel oto mizga berolov. Umevakesh le'amisoi. V'yein ha-kadosh baruch hu o'izer lo yein ha-yochel. So we have Paul Mold, the Maise, the Chofetz Chaim. The daughter says over the Maise. So now there is Behodot, who got the Numish Nebur, and the Agdom got the stories. It's a shtickel anders, I saw the Maise. I mean, it's like the Maise, it was Alam Olof, who was the Maise. I don't know who printed the new stories, but... The daughter of the Chofetz Chaim said over the Maise, that the Chofetz Chaim, was the Kufa, the Chofetz Chaim was very poor. Bavus, the Chofetz Chaim was very poor, very poor. On the floor, they had sand with some wood. It's very poor, the Chofetz Chaim. Everyone learned Shmira Saloshin. In the back there, the last page, he said he wanted to say a couple more echetimtzes if he didn't have money for the print. Yeah, a couple more echetimtzes. Someone asked Yerushalayim how to answer, we'll have a answer on the oilam and to answer in Shiduchim and that. He just didn't have enough money for the print. And that's the poor pages. And I said, no, that's a fadruk in every Chofetz Chaim. I think the last page. Chofetz Chaim is very poor. Chofetz Chaim would go himself with his Mishnah Berurah to sell it and every play. And he had to go. When he would sit and learn, so the breakfast was his Rebbetzin would go to the baker. In the old days, the Gebetzin says, the angel, all the breads come the same. I'm all you got into the baker. Now the baker had good breads, and then he had breads that popped. This would sell for half price. But if you didn't have money, you would come the day after. If they left over from the pot, this was maybe a quarter of the price the day after. So this is what she would buy, this dry bread that popped. So, you know, you bought pieces of bread instead of a whole loaf. It was dry a little bit, but you know, this is how time could afford it. So the breakfast was, she would give him a piece of bread with a cup of tea. And he would dip the bread in the tea, so it became a bit soft. And this is the Chofetz Chaim ate for breakfast. One day, they didn't have no money, and the Rebbetzin bring him for breakfast only a cup of tea. They didn't have money to buy from the baker the bread. And the Rebbetzin is bringing over the bread, and she's tearing. She's tearing. The daughter was there. She said she was a little kid. She was in the room. And the Chofetz Chaim takes a cup of tea. And the Chofetz Chaim gives a kebab to the table. Yechveis was Duvils. It's a whole. Duvils, you want that Yisrael Meir, the Nishzayin a Talmid Chochem. You want that the Chofetz Chaim will not be a Talmid Chochem. Yechvil Yozayin a Talmid Chochem. Duvils, Yisrael Meir will go out to work. Yisrael Meir is staying to learn. And he started to learn. Only thing the Chofetz Chaim would say, but you know, I have responsible, I have mishpacha, you know, I don't like to be supported, you know, I feel not comfortable. And he didn't have what to eat, a cup of tea, you know, his wife, you know, he can't, she's crying. We would not have Shisha Siddha Mishnah Bu'ah. We would have Allah Hid. That's it. The ganze Chofetz Chaim would not. What kept the Chofetz Chaim going? He wants to kill me. Mevakesh le'amisoi. Mevakesh le'amisoi. Every day he comes. every day he starts. Every day he pushes. Every day. Every day. Hello, it's in the club. I said over last week to the Ingelat, I said over a ma'aseh that I heard from Rosh Hashiva's son-in-law. That Rosh Hashiva's son-in-law said that, he told me that his father, Chaim Salomon, his name is. He said, near me, so I can say that, that 2 weeks ago he was speaking to his father-in-law, to Rosh Hashiva, and he told him that when he was a young man, when he got married, he learned 17 hours Friday Shabbos. Woke up, he learned till 3 o'clock. Prepared himself for Shabbos, 4 o'clock back to his medrash, Suda, glad he learned. Shabbos morning, worked out 17 hours. So I was morning Dalilam, you know, 17 hours. And the man came to ask me, his wife wants him 2 hours to get ready for Shabbos, because the time said he will become a Muslim Svi or not, basically. So I was saying, so my uncle, Avraham Shmulevitz, told me, as Medavisin, that this story is not only Rosh Hashiva. There's a rabbit behind Rosh Hashiva. So for sure, he said, no, you don't understand. In that days, they didn't have kosher light in the Gagan. No, nothing with the company. Some people don't use electricity in Shabbos, that made by Yidden. So Rosh Hashiva, when he would come home, he would learn L'Oir HaNer, he had a candle. But there's an issue to learn L'Oir HaNer. So his wife stand near him for 5 hours to be the Shema. That was if someone was a Shema. So he came home, he learned for another 5 hours, and she was standing. I guess he learned for another 5 hours. I'm not speaking to someone 10 generations ago, when speaking to someone new that knows how to make jokes also with us. A person that is down on the earth. A person has to know Ein Zach. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim mevakesh le'amisoy. The way to win the Yitzhahor is to feel that it's a war. He wants to kill us. And he's not sleeping. If you feel that you're not fighting with him, and it's going good, it's very dangerous. It means that you're in the wrong place. If a person feels, he gave good, Baruch Hashem, I'm learning good, he got you already. Because he, every day, Bechol Yoyim Voyoyim, Yitzroi Shalodom Mizgaber Olof, Umevakesh Lehamisoy. If you don't fight him, you don't win. And this is what a person has to tell himself. He wants to stop you to learn. He wants to kill you. A friend comes over and moves, I can say that the shmuz to you. Someone came with a gun. Someone came with a gun. He's trying to kill you, this guy. Ritzayach. Guy invited you to go away for Shabbos somewhere. Come, we go somewhere. Ritzayach. He knows, the Satan knows, if not a hemshech, you will never grow. If you learn 5 days a week, you never become a Talmid Chacham. No one became a Talmid Chacham. No one became a Talmid Chacham 5 days a year. No one became a Talmid Chacham for 5 days. It never happens. For 5 days you never can become a Talmid Chacham. There's no way to become a Talmid Chacham. So it's all has a poshta yitzah. Why to make a ganze milchama? This guy buys toys, he's not a shmuzer. No problem. Friday Shabbos I'll take him away. This week I'll tell him Miron. Next week I'll find something else. His grandmother will be sick. Rav Shach said over Alam Ola Maise and Rav Yosef Smuts. Mishishmul would say it over Alam Ola. Chodim Shalayim in the Akadom of the Tshuvas. Again, right, it'd be different. But then Rav Shach said over the Maise. Rav Yosef Smuts, when he was a young bacher, he said, I'm saying, Bet Mechil, if I'm saying it wrong, they say they called him Yosel Ganev in his shtot. I don't know. So it's different than Schoes because. But if it's not true. But anyway, he came to Balozhin to learn, and he became Amish Miyuchad Shem Miyuchadim. And he got a letter from his father that he became old, he fell, and he can't run the business of the family, and there's no parnosa. And Rav Chaim Balozhin tore the letters, and he didn't give it to him. He got a letter from his mother, your father died. He was sitting Shiva, please come to help. He tore the letter. He got a letter from his mother, I'm sick, I can't manage to run the parnosa. Please come home. He tore the letter. He got a letter, your mother died. And he tore the letter, his husband. And then came a letter from Mamash a week after from the Shtot that they heard of the Yosef Stutz as one of the Choshev guys in Valoshin. And they wanted to become, now there's no Robin Stutz, they wanted to become a Robin Stutz. So Chaim Valoshin called him over and told him, you lost your father, you lost your mother, Shmur, Choyko, you have to sit down. You have to sit, shiva a little bit a day, go back to sleep. The Tate gestorben, the Mame gestorben, you didn't send me back. They need a stick of Rabbanis Dorfen, you're sending me back. He told him, you started to learn, and I saw the Yitzhahora decided to take you away from here. The Yitzhahora has the right to kill your father, and he has the right to kill your mother, to make you always stand with Chochem. You're going to be a Rav, I know you'll stay learning all of your life. Go to be a Rav. It's Bavust, I saw this week. Someone showed me in shul from Rishi Shmuel, I forgot who it was that was learning in the mirror in Lita, and he lost his father, one of the Gdolim. And Rabbi Yeruchim told him after 30 days that then you only sit for 5 minutes Shmuel Chokah, because for a week it'll take for him, he hoped he's in the middle of his growth, a week to sit Shiva Nishkidai. This is the Ashkofe of Teich. The Ashkofe of Teich, the Tzlocha of a person to become a Talmid Chochem is if he feels that the Yitzhar Hore Mevakesh Lehamisoi. It's not the Pshat. Other I will learn, other I will be a little bit less. The Yitzhar Hore is Mevakesh Lehamisoi. When we see average people around, it's Mason. It's Mason. Because a person that doesn't come to the tachlis that he could, he's nitva in ganzen. He's nitva in ganzen. I give you moshel about double daim in our world. A person runs a country, the head of a country, and he runs, and everything he does very good here. For the money of the country, he does good, for the schools, for the streets, for the airports, out. Well, there's one little war that he doesn't run it right. And a couple thousand of the soldiers die. Yeah, he has to leave. But he says, look, but how much good things I did. I say, I you lose your cheer. I say, Gaitas. A person can't come and say, you know, I got it, Baruch Hashem. Say, you know, I skipped him, took it as anyway, a little bit. I got it, most of the davening, yeah. The first half of the meal, I got it, yeah. Snow in the Seder. Most of the Seder. Rubik Yikulay. Ishtar Zazach. Is Mevakesh Lehem Nisri. The Sultan is not Mevakesh to make him almost a good guy. A little bit less. The Yitzhahore Chazal say is Mevakesh Lehem Nisri. He wants to kill you. Shas HaShmad. Shmad. The Yitzhar Hore wants to kill. If a person will feel that when he's going to learn is Mevakesh Lehamisoi, he will have more manage to fight it. Alamo will manage to fight it. Because the problem is when the Nisoyim comes, it's Shver. The Nisayan could be a chavrusa, the Nisayan could be a roommate, the Nisayan could be food, could be money, could be friends, the Nisayan could be all different things. A person decides, I'm all to learn with the ganze starkheit. Hashem sends a mashulach into this marriage. Yeah, the mashulach will come with a funny hat. That you're a shmuz about him, to stop you learning. He has a lot of drachim. Muhammad Ali said, he could kill a father. He could kill a mother. Not to make you to grow up on the Chochem. When he doesn't, because he managed to get you with life. He gets you with cheaper. Pashat, little people speak to you, you may have stopped to learn. He has an easier way to get you not to learn. But not because the pshat is that on them, you're ready to grow. So the first thing is, we're speaking the Achonah Kabbalah Satira for the Shavuot. What is the Achonah to Kabbalah Satira of Shavuot? So we started to speak. But a person has to, at least in these yomim, when the Achonah to Kabbalah Satira, a person has to prepare himself to be Moisir Nefesh to Mekabel Torah. A person has to be Moisir Nefesh to Mekabel Torah. Chazal tell us that Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, Tanchuma says that from the time of Torah Shebaal Peh, Chasheicho Gdoilo Ve'eimo Nifeles Olov, that the Yesod of Torah Shebaal Peh is Ahoichim B'choyshech Rol Oyer Godel. Torah Shebaal Peh, what we're holding in Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mahalach of Torah Shebaal Peh is Ahoichim B'choyshech Rol Oyer Godel. It only she'eino nikness elo b'miut achilo b'miut she'eino b'miut tzchoik b'miut. This is the way Torah is chayim. So I want to be masked. Kach kibalti mirabbo Yisrael. It's different kufas and klal Yisrael. I heard once, you know when was the tkufa that with the tesisim when Yischaber and klal Yisrael? Tesisim in the Rishon. Was Geonim before, was Rabbanan Svaroi, but we don't have nothing left from it. You know, Apor Rav Shira Goen, Dim Yichsinus is the Rabbanan. I'm saying, how much we have in the Geonim? How much we have in the Geonim? Nothing is left. What's the Pshat? The Torah that we have, the last over 1,000 years, is Torah HaRishonim. We have the Gemara and Torah HaRishonim. It was part of the Rishonim. You know when Tesisim was the tkufis that Klal Yisrael suffered the most. In history it's called the worstest time of Klal Yisrael. The worstest time. The Tesisim were running from one place to the other place. Rashi, they're running from one place, hiding in the other place. Gzeira she'en kedun mosom. Rabbeinu Gershom Moira Agoylo was sitting in prison, who knows how long. This is the way Torah was given. And look how that Torah is shining. Look how much that Torah, these people that didn't have nothing, they didn't have paper, they didn't have nothing what to write. They written the Tesis in all different places, and every day they find works of him and works of him. They go and burn every piece of the Jewish Zach, they burn. And the Ksavim are coming out, like you know, as even in Mitzrayim, the kids, they're just finding everything what Rishonim have written, you know, we covered, we release, you can't publish anymore, yeah? The Kovitz is getting bigger from day to day. All of these Rishonim were nothing. There was no houses, there was no way to save, there was no papers, it was written in Shvacha papers, Shemke the Gwasson. And the Goyim was Xenus to burn it. There was another Tkufa, Talmud Bavli. The Gemara says, it was such a bad Tkufa, the Gemara don't open Shabbos, that the Chover would come, he would take the candles, and they will hit them in Shoilet Begufan, Bebomoynon, Sheyem, and everything. They didn't have no say. It was garnished. And the Torah grew. Torah grows only with Mesirus Nefesh. Torah only grows with Mesirus Nefesh. Now, there's different tkufas. Was a tkufa of Klal Yisrael that Hashem gave a lot of physical Mesirus Nefesh. Now, I told you a story of Nesen Tzvi. But you have to understand, this is the way they learned. It became night. If you had a candle, you learned. If you didn't have a candle, you didn't learn. Rav Shach says, no one had a shas. He had one gemara, yellow page with blue ink. It was hard to learn. It was very hard. It's not like you just go to Bismarish, Eretz Vahada, or Vilna, or Masifta, and you take it out and you learn. It was one gemara you had to fight on. One candle you could have seen. And if Chas V'Shalom, one of these people forget the taste of someone, you say, well, before she tastes, how did Marshall forget before she tastes? No time to be able to forget before she tastes. They didn't have a shas. Well, he could have checked him out in if someone brings the stasis or not. So he given us it. But the idea is that there is a tzloch in our door, a Kodesh Baruch Hu knew that this is impossible. The person doesn't have conveniency, he can't learn. So what is the Mesilus Nefesh from our door? Again, we have to be prepared to learn even the Mesilus Nefesh, a physical Mesilus Nefesh. But the Mesilus Nefesh that we have to is to give up. The person has to understand, he learns doing Sdorim, and he takes it easy but as Sdorim, it's no Mesilus Nefesh. This will not make him to grow. This will not make him to become a Talmid Chacham. The only way to become a Talmid Chacham is Mesilus Nefesh. How a person comes to Mesilus Nefesh? When a person feels Mevakesh Le'anisa. How the Nozer Shebadorim managed to take off his hair? So he looks nice. Fair, push it away, Fati. He never looked in the mirror. He was a Kodesh B'Tor. Oh, but he knows Mevakesh Le'amito. Mevakesh Le'amiso. Person has to feel all of these things that are pulling him is Mevakesh Le'amito. So how do you Tzohora does it? A person decides to mechazik himself a shtuk. Besides, you know what? Meret Afteire, I will become a Talmid Chacham. I will not let it. The Yitzhahor will not let you even one night. He will make you tired tonight. He will make you tired tonight. The person decides, you know what? I'll become a Choshev Bachar. I will sit and learn day and night. I'll become a Mitzuyah. You know, I'm learning till 12 o'clock every night. I'm not saying now every Bachar has to do it or not. The Bachar decides, I'm learning till 12 o'clock every night. Whom the Yitzhahor that night, he says, tonight I'm very tired. I'll be very tired tomorrow. So tonight you go to sleep. Tomorrow he's not worried. He will make someone to get engaged that you don't have to learn that night. He'll give someone to have a baby that you will have a miss. He's been saying, he knows how to. Mevakesh Le'amisoy is someone here that wants to kill you. Chofetz Chaim said, Ich weiß was du willst. Ich weiß was du willst. Tell you what, I woke up today in the morning. I went to sleep a bit earlier. Yesterday. So I said, I will get up to learn earlier. So I got up at 4:45. So because I tell you, I said, you know, my kids wake up 7:15. I go, I'll have a meeting 7:20. I could learn until 7:15. Half an hour and a half, what I'm missing, an hour. Mm-hmm. So I did it at 6:45. My kids woke up and they were replaced, the older ones. They got into a fight, I got so angry, I started to yell. I thought I'm asking, yeah. Okay, I'm learning, I went out of the room, I started yelling at them. After a minute I said, I know what he wants. Why do you woke him up? Every night, every morning, you know, I have to fight with her to wake up to school. What a shot. I'm learning. I'm not planning to stop. I went back to learn. For a second I was in that quiet. It's Moshtazi. It's Moshtazi. He wants to kill me. He wants me to stop to learn. If a person when Nisayan comes, says, he's here to get me. It's a Nisayan, it's a Nisayan. The Nisayan runs away. Sometimes, you know, a person will say it every time, so Nisayan also knows the language, yeah? So he does the Bitshtaka, yeah? Because if you say yes, it's Nishka Nisayan, yeah? But if a person is strong, a friend invites him, he doesn't say, oh, what to do? Here's the Yitzhahara, boom, off. Someone comes to call him to eat out. Yitzhahara, off. Rachmanis on Yenim, how much Yitzchak he has. Not Oy Givaldi for Yenim. Rachmanis of Yenim. Rachmanis, look how much Klippas and Kechas Atum are dancing on him. Every week. No potential. No tzad. That will become even a Chvesish. A Tzurah of Intere. Rachmanis on him. Rachmanis is involved in so much Zach. Rachmanis. This is the way a person has to look at it. Every phone call, Yitzchak. Every invitation, Yetzirah. If a person will decide, this is what I want to grow, I'll be Moiser Nefesh. He doesn't want me to become a Talmud Chacham. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have Siyah HaShem.